Governor Pat McCrory has scheduled the special primary election to replace 12th District Congressman Mel Watt for May 6th. That's the same date as the primary for all races, and it means even a temporary replacement won't be chosen until November. That's upset a lot of the governor's critics. They accuse him of playing politics because the majority-minority 12th is a Democratic district. The leader of the state NAACP says McCrory's move denies people their constitutional right to representation. The governor says he's doing what makes the most sense. WFAE's Duncan McFadden joins me to help sort this out. Duncan, so what if Governor McCrory moved this special election up to the earliest possible timeline?
Well, Mark, it would still be August before we had a replacement. You see, in order to comply with federal and state regulations about filing periods and absentee ballots, the earliest a primary could be is March 25th. A runoff would then be June 3rd, and that would push the final vote to late July at the earliest. And keep in mind, Congress is not in session for the entire month of August and the first week of September. Now, McCrory says these special elections would cost over $1 million altogether. And when you include the already scheduled elections, the governor says having six different election days between March and November would be too confusing.
Well, a couple of Democratic congressmen, David Price and G.K. Butterfield, are saying just move up the final election date.
The governor could do that, but he says the earliest that would be is September 16th, 7 weeks before the November election. Now, the governor doesn't mention this, but I think we should point out Congress is only scheduled to be in session for 7 days in that 7 week period.
So, Duncan, as it stands right now, voters won't elect a replacement for Congressman Watt until November 4th. What happens for his constituents who might need, say, help getting a visa or with scheduling a tour in Washington, D.C.?
Same thing they would have done last month. Under federal law, Congressman Watt's offices in Washington and Charlotte and Greensboro will all stay open until voters can elect his replacement.
And since the dates of the special election are now the same as the regular election, will 12th District voters actually be getting two ballots?
Not quite. The two races will be voted on separately, since whoever wins the general election technically won't take office until January, but they will be voted on the same ballot. Now, six people have filed so far, all of them Democrats, and that's why we should expect a runoff election. But interestingly enough, Mark, we wouldn't even be talking about this if Congressman Watt had resigned February 18th or later. That's so close to the filing deadline for the election that by then the Democratic Party would have been allowed to appoint a temporary replacement.
Oh, boy. Okay. WFAE's Duncan McFadden, thanks.